Oh, here we are again. Exciting time in life to be a Christian. I hope that means a lot to y'all this evening, what it means to be a Christian. We talked a while back about the characteristics of a Christian and the many things that we come across. But the bottom line is Jesus died that we could be Christians. As we learned this morning in our Sunday school lessons, in our sermons, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. He paid it forward. I thought about that this morning. You know, that you see commercials about paying it forward. But He paid it forward. 2,000 years ago, He paid for your sin, Greg Phillips. He paid for your sin, Dave Long. He prayed for your sin, Jamie Burton. And I can say everybody's name here. And that brings me to the point, the topic of my sermon here this evening is very personal. It's going to be directed at each one of us. It's pretty powerful, and it's got to make us think within our own minds, within our own Christianity, whom do you say that Jesus is? I was sitting there thinking about opinions. You know, they say everybody has an opinion about whatever, and sometimes our opinions are formed from information received from somewhere. Have you been misinformed? You have a mistaken opinion. And thinking back to Kirk Cameron in one of those witnessing series, the one they're witnessing this guy, and the guy says, "Well, to me, God is da-da-da-da-da." Well, where did he get that information? Because that was not in the Bible. So where else would it have came from? Think for just a minute. There's only one other source. If it is not from our Heavenly Father, our Creator, through the blood of Jesus Christ, there's only one other source for information to come from, and that's out of the pits of hell. That's a lie from the devil. So if you say, to me, God is blah, 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 besides what's in the Word of God, it's wrong. So we're going to hear some folks' opinions. On whom do you say that Jesus is? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to be reading verses 13 through 15 to begin. And as you're turning there, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Lord, again tonight, we come here to bow before You, knowing You are Master and Creator of all things. We want to give You praise, honor, and glory. We want to seek Your will here tonight. We ask for Your guidance through Your Holy Spirit, Lord, to help our opinions be formed by You and You alone, and take us out of the way. Let there be no variableness in our opinions. May it be strong and true and based on the Word of God. I ask for You to be with everyone that's here tonight, Lord. Stir hearts tonight as only You can. And again, I ask for You to be with those who can't be here, those that are sick and grieved this evening. We ask You just visit with them. Again, I ask for You to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, I'm going to read verses 13 through 15. It says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?'" Now He's talking to His disciples. Remember here, disciples. What is a disciple? That is a follower of Christ. So tonight, the Word of God tells us that if you have been born again, if you are bought by the blood, if you've received Jesus as your Savior, you are a disciple. Amen. Right this very instant, you are a disciple. So He's asking, "Whom do men say that the Son of Man am?" Verse 14 says, "And they," that's us, "and they said, 'Some say Thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah, and or one of the prophets.'" Verse 15, key verse. "He saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?'" So He's putting that question to us right here tonight. Whom say ye that Jesus is? Now, I've been thinking a lot about that because the Lord was feeding me this for last Sunday evening sermon. So, as well as when I was studying, I run across a lot of things for the sunrise service. So, think in your mind. Don't think, what does Jeff think Jesus is? Who does Jeff think he is? Who does Debbie think he is? Whom do you say that he is? Whom do you? I keep thinking, I keep telling us, we're all going to be put on the spot one day. Are we going to deny him, or are we going to say who he is, what he is to us? And we'll go right into what Peter. Now, we've done a study on Peter. We learned a lot about Peter. He was not afraid to let her go, okay? And here's what Peter says. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Is that your opinion tonight? It's got to be your opinion. This was one point I really wanted to get across to everybody this evening, that it's not Peter's opinion that matters. It's your opinion. It's a personal thing. It's directed at you. Each and every one of you. And remember, when I say you, I'm right there, the first you there is. Okay. So remember that. Whom do you say that I am? We'll go back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Okay, Peter was one sitting right in his midst. We're going to talk, this is the opinion of whom Isaiah say that Jesus is. This is a prophet from many years prior. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. Now, this is what we could say is an opinion, but this is whom Isaiah said he was. Where did Isaiah get his information? From God. From the source of truth. We can still hear so much today. This truth has been around for all these thousands of years, and we can still hear opinions out on the street that Jesus was a good teacher. They've proven it scientifically that Jesus was alive on the earth. They've got the shroud and all kinds of scientific evidence, and yet they still won't accept the truth. Their opinion is he was just a man. He's asking us tonight, whom do you say that he is? Let's go to John 1:29. Now, this is before Jesus' ministry on this earth. And this is coming from John the Baptist. And we all know the story of John the Baptist. He was to precede Christ. But he says in John chapter 1, verse 29, he says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Where do you think he got his opinion from, his information from? Whom did he say this man was? Can you say that this evening? Do you say that? When you received him as your Savior, did you say, "Behold the Son of God to take away the sin of Jamie Burton"?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, when he says the world, that's you.
Amen.
That's each and every one of us. Behold the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. Think about that, the awesomeness of that. Whom do you say he is this evening? Let's go to Mark chapter 3. A little bit back to the left. Mark chapter 3. Now, listen to what the satanic world has to say whom Jesus is. Chapter 3, verse 11 says, "And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." That's powerful right there. That's who we battle against. And they clearly admit in the true Word of God who Jesus is. Why can the world today not accept and admit who Jesus is? I'm asking you tonight, whom do you say that Jesus is? It's only a question you can ask, answer for yourself. Whew. The demons tremble. They know, but yet the world won't admit. They know whom Jesus is. Let's go back to John chapter 14. We're going to hear from the source whom he says he is. John chapter 14, we're going to read verses 5 through 10. "Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, or how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Verse 9, Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he has seen me, has seen the Father. And how saith thou then, Show us the Father? Verse 10 says, Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." Pretty clear from the very source of the Word of God. The Bible is described as the Word. Jesus is described as the Word. The Word just told us whom Jesus is. I ask you again tonight, whom do you say that Jesus is? Now it's going to get real, real personal here. We've heard a lot of examples out of the Word of God whom people chose, whom they chose to say when they were asked, "Whom do you say that I am?" Now I'm asking you, whom do you say that Jesus is? Now, how do we answer that? Okay, we can answer that in words, but sometimes there's no words to describe. Okay, sometimes we can't think of words. I think this is just a little side note here. I've been thinking recently about, you know, coming to the altar, and I remembered being there and not going because I just didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to pray. You know, if you come up here and bow before you, your spirit will connect with the Holy Spirit, and there'll be so many words saying that we don't understand, that we don't comprehend, and that can all happen without a word coming from you. Amen. You know who's interceding for us right now? Sir. Whom do you say that I am? He's on the right hand of the Father. He'll put words there. He knows our hearts. Amen. Whom do you say that Jesus is? We can show whom we think Jesus is by our actions. Agreed? And actions meaning our choices in many different things, our words that we say can reflect on whom you say that I am. I've been with a family in the last few days in a very home setting, and could see whom they thought that Jesus was in their life. by their life choices. That speaks so much. The choices you make speak so much to whom you think Jesus is in your life. Now here, I wrote down, I really wrote this. It says, this is what he says that you am. I actually wrote that down there. This is what Jesus says that you am. Okay? Let's look in John chapter 15. It's just over one page. I'm going to read verses 12 through 17. Says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Verse 15 says, henceforth I call you not servants, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask in my Father's name, ask Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. He calls you, Sue Burton, man, I think the world of you. Rodney's the luckiest man alive. But he calls you friend. Yeah. Jesus the Creator. Jesus the one that went to that cross and shed his blood and took the beating and wore the crowns on his head for you.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He calls you friend, Greg.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's good stuff.
Amen.
Praise to whom do you say that the Son of Man is? I pray that you call him your friend.
Amen.
A friend. I was thinking about this prior to one of the songs was going on or something. A friend, a true friend, that Jesus is a true friend. When your life is broken and in a heap right over here and it's just spread out in chunks everywhere, he'll come along and gather them up. That's a friend. Who was it said, I think it was you this morning, he jumped in that pit. Those other ones said if he'd come up here, I'd help him. Today, we'd walk by and say, man, I'd hate to be that guy. No, Jesus is your friend here tonight.
Amen.
Whom do you say that he is? He'll jump in that pit and pull you out.
Amen.
Whom do you say that he is? As they come and get a song, I pray tonight that this will help you focus on whom Jesus is. We preach a lot that our focus is right there. That's whom he is.